Okay, so yesterday, in the latter half of this year, we started the sugya of Somech Gula Tvila, Somechos Gula Tvila, and we started in the middle of developing, there are two general mahalchim, two general approaches to how to understand the nature of Somechos Gula Tvila. We know Somechos Gula Tvila requires that you place Gula and Tvila right next to each other. The question is, which one is it for? Is that really for the betterment? Is that really to enhance the geula? Or is that smichus really to enhance the tefillah? So the first mahalach we developed, you know, within 2 days of the Rabbi Yonah and the rush on Daf Lamed, is that really it's a din in the geula, in the sense that the geula itself is enhanced, right, by not just referencing the geula and then stopping, but right, but continuing, right, that right after you mention the geula, that brings you right to tefillah. Either one version of the Rabbi Yonah is that the tefillah is an expression of your of avoda, or the fact that you recognize the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, you know, the direct consequence of that is that we now have to be Ovdei Hashem. Or do you see tefillah as an expression of emuna, that is again, direct consequence of the geula, we now have to be maminim, you know, b'Hashem. Either way, that is portraying smichos geula tefillah as a din in geula, that you're enhancing the geula by following up the geula with tefillah immediately. Oh. The other way of looking at it is that we started developing, we started really doing this really quickly because we were running out of time, is that really smichos geula tefillah is a din not in the geula, but rather the din in the tefillah. And how would you say that? Right? How would you explain, Gabriel, how do you say that version, that's not a din in the geula, but it's rather a din in the tefillah? So smichos geula tefillah is a din in the tefillah, so what's going on here? The geula is functioning as a... Exactly, in what sense?
What? Closer.
Exactly, it's an introduction, right? That by the time we get to tefillah, you need the introduction of geula. It's going to get us in the right frame of mind. And the idea the Yerushalmi, you know, presents it, and Rashi quotes it, and Dalan of this, is that once you mention the geula, and that generates a certain kirvas Hashem, brings you close to Hashem, it gets your mindset to be one where you recognize Hashem's capabilities and role in our lives. So then when you say tefillah, basically, coming from that standpoint, coming from that mindset, so that enhances the tefillah. So that the tefillah is said, betoch kirvas Hashem, right, is coming directly from a state of closeness to Hashem, and not from richak Hashem, based on the mashal of the Yerushalmi. So again, the first makor of this idea that it's a din in tefillah is the Yerushalmi, right, the whole mashal of being, you know, close to Hashem by the time you get to your tefillah. And important that Rashi, get back to this, that Rashi and Dalan Amiz quotes this Yerushalmi, presumably accepting the Yerushalmi. Well, so I just want to bring a parallel, right, a parallel where we find in Halacha that by the time you get to tefillah, it's important to be in the right frame of mind, therefore you need a proper mindset. So where else do we find in Halacha, besides the need to be maktiv your tefillah with geula, where else do we find a Halacha where it seems to be getting to this idea of the importance of bringing us to the right mindset? What? Okay, we'll get there, but even before that, meaning the need for what? Shevach, right? You need the introduction of Shevach before Bakasha. So let's look at that halacha of the need for Shevach before Bakasha, and we're going to develop this as a very similar similar idea. So this originally comes from the Gemara on Lama Beis Amud Aleph, right, towards the bottom. Anyone have it? Eliyahu? Sanders, you have it? Towards the bottom of the late Lama Beis Amud Aleph, Darash Rav Simulai. Right, so the Seder HaDvarim should always be that you say Shevach before getting into your bakashas, into your requests from Hashem. Right, so again, so Moshe here is being makdim his bakasha, which we'll get to in a moment, with all these shvachos of Hashem. And then he gets into his request of going into Eretz Yisrael. So it says, the Gemara really says, Rav Simloi, the fact that Moshe goes out of his way to offer these, right, shvachos to Hashem before issuing his bakasha to go into Eretz Yisrael, that serves the model for all tefillah that you always need to offer shevach before before your bakasha. You just saw this Gemara, you could say, oh, it's din derabanan, a nice idea, right? Many dinei tefillah are derabanan, but who presents this requirement of shevach before bakasha as part of the ikur mitzvah de'oraisa of tefillah? The Rambam. So let's see the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, right? Perek Aleph, really Halacha Aleph Talacha Beis. I remember the Rambam. Is that Ariel? So the Rambam again in Halacha Aleph, famous Shittas Rambam against the Ramban, that Tefillah at least once a day is Da'oraisa. Again, Hilchos Tefillah, Berachos Kohanim, it's right after Hilchos Kriya Shema. You got it?
Aleph Beis.
Let's start with Aleph, just to see the contrast. Beautiful, right? The famous Rambam that the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, and again, this is avodah shebelev. Fine. Right, but the minion of three tefillos a day is not min haTorah. What does mishnah tefillah mean? Like the nusach tefillah, right? And generally speaking, the nusach tefillah is also only midrabanan. And therefore, once is only once a day. Therefore, there's no, it's not zman grama. Oh, twice to the next Rambam. Very important. Shita. Rambam says once I hold it, it's d'oraisa, and that d'oraisa is only once a day. So therefore, it's a mitzvah asay shelo zman grama, and therefore nashim avadim are chayavos. Beautiful. So the Rambam here, when he's formulating the mitzvah of tefillah, right, says that what is the mitzvah d'oraisa? The mitzvah d'oraisa is to be mispalal b'chol yom, and then he says, and the tzura, right, the seder of shevach, bakasha, and then what most people call Hodah, but the Rambam says it's Shevach slash Hodah, which is important in its own right, not for now, right? That construct of Shevach, Bakasha, and then Hodah slash Shevach again, that is, sounds like it's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. And for the Rambam, it seems to come out that if you were to just go straight into your Bakashos, it sounds like you wouldn't be Mekayim, your mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. And the Kesef Mishnah spot says, right, where is the Makor that this is d'oraisa? From Moshe. Interesting concept. The fact that we derive the Tzuras HaTzvila from Moshe makes it d'oraisa. Okay, that's an interesting concept we're not going to get into right now. Things that are learned out from Moshe automatically being d'oraisa, that's interesting. But for our purposes, the thing I want to focus on is this idea that this need to introduce your bakashos, to introduce your tzvila with Shevach is d'oraisa and seemingly ma'akev for the Rambam. This begs the question, therefore, which is, so then, what is the purpose of this introduction of Shevach to Bakasha? Why is it, for the Rambam especially, that the mitzvah d'oraisa tefillah requires a hakdama of Shevach? It's hard to ask you right off the bat. What's the, Ezreal, what do you think is the simplest understanding of why you can't just jump into Bakasha? You need to be makdim, you need to introduce it with Shevach. What do you think he would say?
Perhaps recognize that Hashem is
a core for everything. Okay, so you're such a deepid, so you go straight for the deep idea. But Pashup Shot, if you were to not see any Makaros this morning, what would you say? Tzvi, what do you think? What would you say if I had to ask you a couple years ago? Okay, so I would say the cynical way of looking at it, I mean, too negative, is that you're buttering the person up, right? So that's obviously not the pshat when it comes to Hashem, like, right? And you know, the mabit is going to say, like, obviously it's not, you're not like, not flattering Hashem so he comes to answer your question. So it's clearly not just to butter up Hashem, that's just what you're talking. So what do you think would be the alternative? Any other alternatives? Just a simple? Derech Eretz! It sounds like it's proper etiquette, right? Just go right into asking for something without even like saying hello, you know, offering shvachos. So the simple pshat seems to be that it's like a midini derech eretz. It's a din like proper etiquette. Don't just jump right in to your bakashos. First, take a step back, say hello, you know, proverbially, that's the word, right? But to offer, you know, midini derech eretz, just offer shevach before getting right into it. Yeah.
So, if the Rambam holds the Shevach is maybe a Raisa,
yeah,
in a certain Istara where it's really pressing, really immediate, so then would that fall away if it's only Derech Eretz? Meaning.
One more time.
Meaning, if somebody's, you know, fighting on the battlefield, they don't have time to be beside their tefillah when they're running into battle and they want to say a bakash to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to save them.
Oh, interesting.
Derech Eretz fall away there.
I'm not sure. Again, we're going to develop. That's probably more than just Derech Eretz, but that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. Again, and which Gemara do you think gives off this impression that it's like Midinei Derech Eretz? Exactly, Lama Dalad. Right, when Lama Dalad, Gemara Lama Dalad, you have it, David? This, the member of Rabbi Chanina, when he's giving a mashal for the Seder of Shevach, Pakasha, and then Hodah, he has this line, he says, the Amr of Chanina, do you have it?
Rishonos Doma Eved Shevach Sadr Shevach Rabo, and see, Msayos Doma Eved Shevach Parash Prasvich Rabo.
Right. So according to the mashal of Rabbi Chanina, right, he says, "Oh, the shevach at the beginning is similar to an evet shemesader shevach lefnei rabo." Again, the simple pshat that you get is that it's just not appropriate, right, for the evet to come right into the palace and just start asking for things. So he's mesader shvachos before he gets started. I would say that's like the pashut pshat. But we're gonna see. Right, one of the prominent Rishon, the Mabit, right, has a beautiful arichus, right, in his Shar HaTzilah, right, in Beis Elokim, the Sefer Beis Elokim, where he develops, and this is what Israel was getting at, that is much more than just Derech Eretz. It's much more fundamental than just simply, it's just inappropriate to get right to asking the question, that it must be something much deeper. And let's see the Mabit inside. All right, it's on the Mamakoma sheet. Mayor, do you have it? See three lines. He just quotes the Gemara on Lamed Beis, and you see three lines down. And it says towards the end, "V'inyan hakdamas hashavach." At first glance, it seems like it's something that's inappropriate, and this is sort of what Tzvi was referencing. The ki'im adam. Exactly like Tzvi was saying, right? It sounds like you're just buttering up the person, trying to flatter him up so that he he's in a good mood and he's gonna say yes. But says that's not what's going on when it comes to Tzvila. Obviously, it's gonna be something much. Much deeper. And then he goes on for the next couple lines and says, yeah, obviously when it comes to another person, a lot of times your shvachos are exaggerated. But, you see, Amnam, last line, the Inyan Hatzfila, the last line on the first sheet. So what's the point of the shvachos? Is to get you in that frame of mind that you realize that the only person, the only address for all your pakashos is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Kihu. Who wrote Ishi's fellow?
Who wrote Ishi's fellow?
Our beautiful language, in me, Rayomer, Matas. Beautiful, right? So the Mabit is this beautiful idea that really the yisod of being makdim your bakasha with shevach is to get the person in the right mindset, so that when they're issuing their bakashos, they're making all those requests, they're in that, they have that proper frame of mind, that proper mindset, that Hashem is the proper address for all of these requests, because He is the Kol Yachal, because Hashem is in complete control of the world, and He is in complete control of all the requests that I'm about to make. So this idea of the Mabit is very important, so that the purpose of Shevach is not just a Din Derech Eretz, but it's about getting us in the right frame of mind, as we enter into the tefillah. And I think this mahalach, I think, helps really answer a very basic question with Shevach. If you look at the really the Tzuras HaTzfilah, the Nusach HaTzfilah, we don't just have this introduction of Shevach one time. We have it repeatedly. What's the first Shevach that we do before Shmon Esrei in the big picture of Shacharis? So you're right. We start with Shevach of Pesukei Zimra. That's Shevach number one. We then get to the Shevach of, again, even leaving, you know, Gula, even leaving Gula on the side, right? So first we have the Shevach of Pesukei Zimra. Then we have the Shevach of the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei before we get to the Bakasha. And then, some of Farshim point out, if you look at the, what's the first Bakasha in Shmona Esrei? Atachonil Adon Das. What's unique about that bracha is that that also starts with the Shevach. Most of the brachos, Slachlana, right? You get Refa'enu, you get right to the request. The first Bakasha, we start with a what? It's the Shevach. We again start the bakasha with the shevach. So you have the intro of shevach, bigadol psukei zimra, a little smaller with the three brachos, the first three brachos of Shimon Esrei, and then even on a, you know, a micro level on the first line in atachonin, you have these repeated shvachos. Why do you keep on doing this? If it was an etiquette, it's like a matir. Once you do it once, you're good. But if the yisod is like the mabit, that the point of the Hakdama is to get you in the right mindset, so then in a way it's never enough, right? We know when it comes to getting yourself in the right frame of mind, right, the more you have that Hakdama, the more introductions you have, again, the more focused you're going to be when that actual bakashos begin. So with this yisod of the mabit, we can understand why we have these continuous and constant Hakdamas of Sheva, because it's all about getting us in the right frame of mind. And again, according to this Mahalach, this is very much parallel to the Yisod of Smichas Geula Letzvila, right? Within the Tzad that it's a Din in Tzvila, right? If some of Geula Letzvila is about the Tzvila, it's about we reference the Geula to be a Hakdama to the Tzvila. So by the time we get to the Tzvila, we have this mindset that Hashem is the Goel, Hashem is in control of everything. So again, that yisod of smichas gula tefila midin tefila is very similar to this idea of the hakdama of shevach before bakasha. The same yisod that by the time we get to our tefila, we want to be in that right frame of mind that we're fully appreciating Hashem as the kol yachal and being in control of everything, and that's why he's the proper address for all of our tefilas. So in short, this yisod in the Yerushalmi and Rashi that smichas gula tefila is a din in tefila, that the geula is a hakdama to the tefila to get the right frame of mind, that's very similar to the yisod of the hakdama of shevach to bakasha. And again, now instead of those three shvachos, in addition to those three shevach of the shevach of Pesukei Zimra, the shevach of the, you know, the first three brachos, and then the shevach at the beginning of Atochen Ilan Das, now you're adding a fourth shevach, which is smichas gula letzvila, all part of the same yisod of getting us in the right frame of mind. Fine. Another Rashi, right, which seems to portray smichas gula letzvila in this light, that it's all about, you know, giving us the right frame of mind when we enter in tefillah, comes up where? Where's another Rashi, besides the Rashi on Daf Dalet, which quotes the Yerushalmi, that's explicit, where else does Rashi seem to reference smichas gula tefillah within a Gemara which is talking about dinei tefillah? Where is this? Exactly, on Lamed Aleph. So everyone can turn to Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Right, there's a Gemara, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. It quotes a Braisa. Yaakov, do you have it? The Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, in Om Din Lispal? Right, it's good to call an Israeli to understand what exactly the nuanced differences between all these different things. Right, when you come to Tzvila, it couldn't, what Atzvus is, Atzvut, right, what is that? Exactly, depression, Atzvus, exactly, isiness, Schok, exactly, it's honest, very frivolousness, Sicha, yeah, exactly, you know, exactly, Sicha, it sounds like, you know, it's frivolous talk. Kalos Rosh, these are all synonyms, obviously. Kalos Rosh, again, lightheadedness. And then, let me talk to Rami here. Let me write, oh, so you shouldn't do, all right, when you come to tefillah, you shouldn't have all of these negative mindsets. Rather, what should you have? Elamitoch. Beautiful idea. You should have this mentality, mindset of simcha shel mitzvah. So, question, like, what does that mean? What do we do practically to get ourselves in this right mindset? Let's look at Rashi. Tzir Masko El Mitoch Simcha. Right, so he said you should be matim, right? You should introduce your tefillah with these psukim, which get you in the right, you know, frame of mind. So again, these shvachos of Hashem, but it's very important. What is an example of what is the first example that Rashi gives of something that we do before tefillah to get us in the right mindset? Somechlu tefillah. So Rashi very much will shitaso, the same Rashi on Dalet Amud Beis, who quotes the Yerushalmi, which portrays Smichas Gula Tefillah as a din in Tefillah, about the Gula as an introduction, which gets us in the right frame of mind for Tefillah. So very nicely, again, this Brisa is clearly a din in Tefillah. It's all about in omdim lespala lo mitoch ba 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 ba. Right? It's all a din in Tefillah about having the right mindset for Tefillah. So if a particular Rishon, let's say Rabbeinu Yonah, thought that Smichas Gula Tefillah was a din in Gula, so then you would never quote Smichas Gula Tefillah as an example of the proper mindset for Tefillah. Because the whole focus is on reflecting that the Gula should lead to Avoda, or the Gula should lead to Emunah. Nothing to do with the mindset that you had during Tefillah. The fact that Rashi quotes Smichas Gula Tefillah in this context, which is all about having the right frame of mind, the right mindset for Tefillah, works out beautifully, Rashi l'shitaso, that Smichas Gula Tefillah is all a din in, right, the really a din in Tefillah, where the Gula is really an introduction to get you in the right frame of mind for Tefillah. Just 2 hours, and I'll get back to you, Yaakov. But it's also important that, again, Rashi here basically puts together Smichas Gula Tefillah and the Ashrei, which we'll get back to, with like Shvachos. Right, and he keeps on saying, what was the Lashon? Right, Rashi here characterizes both Ashrei, which we'll get to in a moment, and Smichas Gula Tefillah as offering Divrei Shevach V'Tanchumim before your Tefillah. That works out very nicely with the Ha'ara we had before. Before we were trying to say that a parallel to Smichas Gula Tefillah was this idea of being Makdim to your Bakashos with Shevach. So the same idea that Rashi is now putting Smichas Gula Tefillah as Gula is just like Shevach before Tefillah. Again, Rashi is tying all these halachos together, because again, all of them are basically different introductions that we have to Tefillah to make sure that you have the right mindset. And the last ha'ara is the fact that Rashi puts in, compares Ashrei, right? Ashrei is to Mincha, as Smichas Gula Tefillah is to Shachris and Arvis. How's that work out? Because the question you could have asked is, nice, we have Smichas Gula Tefillah by Shachris and Arvis, possibly, but what about Mincha? So if you take the Smichas Gula, if you think that Somech Gula Tefillah is a din in Geula, so then the question doesn't get off the ground, right? If the whole point of Somech Gula Tefillah is a din in Geula, that whenever you have Geula, you need to follow up Geula with Tefillah, so then, of course, that's not Shaykh by Mincha, where there's no Kriya Shema and there's no Birchas Kriya Shema. But if you think, like Rashi and the Yerushalmi, that Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, that you have to have the proper mindset coming into Tefillah, so then the question is, so what are you going to do about Mincha? You don't have the Akdama of Geula. Rashi L'shitasa says, the role of Ashrei, of Tehillah L'David by Mincha, which offers Shevach V'Tanchumim as an intro to Tefillah, plays the same role that Geula plays by Shachris and Marv. Yaakov, question.
According to Rashi, there's nothing really special about Geula.
Well,
meaning
Geula.
Oh, the only reason that's special is because it happened at that time, so like we do Dafka Geula.
No, I mean, I do think that the Geula are the appropriate themes of Shevach V'Tanchumen. Right? What better Shevach of Hashem's role in this world than to reference Geulas Mitzrayim, which was the biggest example of Hashem's, you know, being involved in this world. No, because again, because Hillel David has these psukim of Ritzono Yirev Yaaseh, Shomer Hashem Es Kol Avav. But again, those are psukim which describe Hashem's role in the world. But what better way of getting that point than referencing Geulas Mitzrayim, where Hashem actually did those things before? Get
sweet. Rabbeinu Yonah said that he said by Marv Yadavim before Zman, and he wouldn't say the Kriya Shema.
So we're about to get to that right now. So can you hold off your question just when we see it? That's going to be a little complicated, so we're going to get to that in 2 seconds. We'll hold off until then. Aaron, did you have a question? Sure? Okay. So again, right now we're in the middle of developing the Yisod, the Soma Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah. So big picture, we had the Yerushalmi and Rash and Dalan Aviz. We brought the parallel idea of Shevach, right, the need for Shevach before Bakasha, playing the same role. And then we brought this Rashi and Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. And again, it was Rashi L'Shitaso portraying Smichas Gula Tefillah as a din in Tefillah and the mindset that you're supposed to have during Tefillah. Now let's look at a different Rabbi Yonah that Tzvi was just referencing. Do you have it? Let's look at the Rabbi Yonah on, again, Daf Aleph Amud Beis, the Daf Eruv. So again, we're going to see in a moment that this Rabbi, like other Rabbi Yonahs we've seen, these are Talmidei Rabbi Yonah quoting different Shitos. Not all the Rabbi Yonahs are going to align perfectly or align at all, because in many cases the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah are quoting different Shitos. And particularly in this case, he's working off of Haiko. So Tzvi, do you see the paragraph V'yesh? No. Other one. Again, it's Amud Gimel in the Oz V'Hadar version. See the paragraph starting with Misha Yirtzel Lahachmer? That's like halfway through. The paragraph started with Rabbeinu Haigon. This is Misha Yirtzel Lahachmer al Atzma Yachol Asos. I think it's Aleph Amud Beis B'Dap Erif. Anyone else have it and you can start reading? Yeah, Ben. Yeah, and it's a skula. Whenever you call on someone else, the first person might. Yeah, good. Right, yeah. So take a step back. Right, again, this is the big picture. This is the issue that's discussed in Tabiz about, right, the minug at the time of the Rishonim to Davin Marav, you know, before it says. So what do you do about Kriya Shema? So says, this is a suggestion. What should you do? You should daven Kriya Shema and the Birchos Kriya Shema, but you should leave out the Brachos, right, the Chasimos, and daven Shemona Esrei, fine, with the Tzibur. V'osat. Yeah, we'll go with that for now. Right, and that first tefillah that you do, in the different yourselves here, but we'll go with this. Right, that first one is going to be L'Shem Nedava. Fine. Okay, therefore Nedava is Shayach, because fine. Achgach. That's what he says. So you should basically, what's the chiddush? Then you repeat Kriya Shema of Birchoseh after it says, and then daven again. That's the chiddush here, right? Daven a second time. This way, all will be good. Why? Shibibes Akneses. As the fact that you said the Kriya Shema earlier, that's this idea of having the Hakdah, right, coming, davening, mitoch, divrei Torah, fine. Key line coming up soon. V'yigra. All right, and then you're going to repeat Kriya Shema bizmana, and then you're going to be Mekayim, smichas gula l'tzvila, this is the key. Uma. Very, very important. This is the key line. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, again, Vidas, Rav Haigom, very important idea. What's the suggestion? Basically, daven twice. Yes, you daven Amida, right? You daven Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur before Tzeis. Then you can, after Tzeis, at home, be Yechidus, you're going to repeat Kriya Shema, Ubir Chose, and then you're going to daven a second time. But generally speaking, when you're davening a second time, there's a din that you have to be Mechadish Badavar. You can't just repeat the same exact Shemona Esrei, because that's just superfluous. That's repetitive. What do you need to daven twice for? So generally, right, whenever you're davening a second time, right, you have to be Mechadish Badavar. But the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah here is that in this context, you don't need to actually add any Nusach to the second Amida that you're doing. Why? Because you're Mekayim the requirement of Mechadish Badavar through what? Through Smichos Geula Letzvila. The fact that you're Mekayim, Somech Gula Latzvila, with the second Shmona Esrei, that's Mekayim, the requirement of Imachadish Badavar in that second Amidah. Why is that relevant to us? I think there's a great raya to the approach that Smichas Gula Tfila is a din in the Tfila. Only if Somech Gula Tfila enhanced the Tfila, could you say that once you're Mekayim, Somech Gula Tfila, therefore it's as if you're Mechadish Badavar in the Tfila itself. If, however, Somech Gula Tfila is a din the Gula, so then it wouldn't change the character of the Tfila itself. The whole point is that you're changing the character of the Gula. That the Gula leads to Emunah, that the Gula leads to Avodah. The fact that this Rabbeinu Yonah says within Reb Haigam that the Kiyam of Somech Gula Tfila is in din as if you're Mechadish Badavar in the Tfila itself shows that Smichas Gula Tfila is a din in enhancing the Tfila itself, and therefore this Rabbeinu Yonah leads B'Shem Reb Haigam. Again, it would align very nicely with the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi and the Rashi. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, an additional raya. Again, all these different kirsalos flying around when it comes to it within the shita. Is the first one the nedava, the first one the chova? But you're right. An additional raya is if you take the girsa that we have in front of us, and according to Ben's, you know, research, right, the girsa of Rav Haigon and all other Rishonim are also like this. That the first one is the nedava. And the latter one is the chova. So Ari's pointing out that also works out very nicely with saying that Smichas Gula Tzvila is a din in the Tzvila, and that's why this Rav Haigon requires that the second one, the second Amida, the one that you're being Mekayim, Somech Gula Tzvila with, that is the one that needs to be a chova. In line with the Stipler's analysis yesterday, that if Smichas Gula Tzvila is a din in the Tzvila, so then it needs to be connected to the Tzvila Shel Chova. So that works out very nicely with the girsa that we have in front of us. Again, that the second Shmon Esrei, the one you're Mekayim Somech Gula Tfilo with, is the one that's Kazir Bakova. Yeah.
Because the thing that Rabbi sent out, that by the...
Thing what?
That Rabbi sent out on the
chat. Oh, yeah, the Megala Mukos, yeah.
That the first, that the Kiddush in the Nedava is that saying it before... It also seems like an external aspect from the field. So the fact that the speaker's field will be later is considered a finish for the mana that still shows it's something in the field.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that you said the exact same language, but yet it's considered a chiddush, the second one is considered a chiddush because you're Mekayim, Somech Gula Tzvila. That only makes sense if Somech Gula Tzvila somehow enhanced the character of the Tzvila. So then you can say, yeah, the Tzvila, which has the Hakdama of Gula, is a completely different Tzvila than a Tzvila which doesn't have the Hakdama of Gula. But again, it's only if the Smichos of Gula and Tzvila enhances the character of the Tzvila itself, i.e. it's a din Tzvila. Yeah.
So, being Yisrael Mitzvah for
the Torah
is not as high
as the Torah. Yeah, it's a separate idea. Yeah.
Well, I think you said the new thing, the panacea that's added to the tefillah by the second line, you said just the fact that it's not a tefillah of God, it's like an actual tefillah that you're going to get to
that. Yeah, so the Megala Mukos in the back, it talks, reference that, references that, that's generally not, generally the chov always comes first. In this special circumstance, because you're waiting for the later ones, giving Mekayim, Somech Gula Tfila comes later, but it says, even so, even though the second one is a Chova, in the end of the day, you still need to be Mechadish Batavar. Right? It doesn't always come up, because when do you ever have this? But he says, even in this construct where the Nedava was first and the Chova second, just the fact that it's a Chova is not going to be a Chiddush Batavar. Chiddush Batavar requires something different about the character of the actual Tfila. Yeah.
Why is this forbidden?
Well, because the other Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be that it's a din in the Gula.
Yeah,
because that was all about that your Gula shouldn't just be a standalone Gula. It has to be a Gula which leads to your Emunah. It has to be a Gula which leads to your Avodah. But that very much sounded like it was about enhancing the Gula. Instead of being just like a standalone Gula, it's a Gula that leads to concrete results of either Emunah or Avodah. This one, it sounds like it's the opposite, that it's the focus is not on the enhancing the gula, but it's enhancing the tefillah, and that's why it's considered a chiddush b'davar. Fine. So just quickly, look at two additional makoros, which seem to adopt the approach that smichas gula tefillah is a din in the tefillah, is you have the tour. It's very important, right? The tour, what does the tour quote, which highlights that he holds that it's the din in the tefillah? He quotes the Yerushalmi. Right, he quotes the mashal of the Yerushalmi, that again, you know, by the time you start davening, we don't want it to be mitoch, you know, richuk has to be mitoch, you know, kirvas alokim, and he gives the mashal of knocking the door of the king. So again, the fact that the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi, again, highlights that the Torah accepts that smichas gula tefillah is a din in the tefillah, and it's become very important when we get to other shittos of the Torah. Later in the sugya, we're going to have to analyze those shittos in light of the fact that the Torah seems to accept the Yerushalmi. And the last makor for this is the refersh, right? Again, refersh, the quote here, which I had more of it. Again, refersh, when he portrays smichas, when he talks and characterizes the point of smichas gula tefillah, it sounds like it's all about the mindset that a person enters into tefillah. Jack, you want to go for it? You see the refersh on the second?
It is so much gula tefillah, and thus emphasize that it is solely on the strength of redemption, which we have already experienced at the hand of God in the past, that we now approach Him with all our yearnings, prayers, and hopes. Our future as contained in the Shema.
Right. So again, according to this reverse, right, what is it all about? We want to enter into the Amida. We want to enter into Shemona Esrei, enter into all of our bakoshas with this mindset that Hashem is the one who has always saved us throughout our lives, throughout Jewish history, and therefore is going to come to our salvation again. Yeah.
The first three brachas are just an introduction of sorts.
Yeah.
Why is in many pieces, including Kavana, the first bracha given more chashivas than the rest of Shemona Esrei?
Interesting. That's a good. Remember when we saw that Rashba, when it was grouping together, right, the Kavanas Ha'inyan, I think he called it, right? Kavanas Ha'inyan for Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim. He there emphasized the need for Kavana when it comes to Shem. You look back at that Rashba and Yud Gimel, he was saying that since the beginning is all about offering that Shevach, what value is offering that Shevach if you are not mindful of what you are of what you're doing? So look back at that Rashba's Lashon. You're right, it's like even though it's the Hakdama, but that Hakdama of getting yourself in that right mindset is so important, says the Rashba, that requires Kavana, not just Kavana Latzeis, not just Kavana that you're davening, but Kavana to know exactly what you're saying. So ties that together. Yeah, Avram.
Talking about how Hashem saved us before He saved us again, but how is that showing us?
Because it shows that's the mindset that we have, right? That we now approach Him with all of our yearnings, prayers, hopes. That's saying, as we're about to start our tefillah, we want to have this mindset that Gula tells us, which is that Hashem is the one who has always saved us and who will help us again. It's that. Again, this is in contrast to like Rabbeinu Yonah, who would say it's not about entering into tefillah with a proper mindset. It's about showing that the geula has to have an impact on you, which is like a different mindset. So on Kan, we developed two approaches. Again, mahalach number one, that smichas geula tefillah is a din in the geula, and mahalach number two, that it's a din in tefillah. Now let's start looking at various issues in the sugya, various details of the sugya, which we'll see that these two mahalachim are going to come and impact. So the first issue, first part of the sugya I'd like to analyze is the issue of smichas gula tefillah by tefillas arvis. So let's look at the Gemara on Dal and Amabez. And that's really the ikar sugya on Dal and Amabez is the requirement, is there a requirement of smichas gula tefillah by maariv? And we're going to see this is a machokes amaran. Elio, you mind?
Yeah, sure.
So starting off with Amar
Mar. Amar Mar. Kar Kriyas Shema Mesparo. Mesai Le Rabbi Yochanan. Dab Rabbi Yochanan. Ezu Ben Ha'ilu Mabba. Zeh Samech Lulu Tfila Shal Arvis.
So again, so the Shita on the Marayim who holds that Samech Lulu Tfila does apply to Marv is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan.
Rishu Ben Levi Oymer. Tfila Zbe Emsa Teknam.
So what does that mean?
They was Kriyas Shema, then Shmoneh Esrei, and then
Kriyas
Shema.
Or
two
Shmoneh Esrei. Exactly, it's right. Kriyas Shema, then Shmoneh Esrei. That's yeah. Some Mechul of Tefillah by Shachris. But then when it comes to Arvis, you have Tefillah, and then Shmoneh Esrei. Is it then Kriyas Shema, which shows that you don't have Some Mechul of Tefillah by Arvis. So again, the Shita of the Maroyim, Shua ben Levi clearly holds that there is no requirement of Smichas Gula Tzvila when it comes to Mariv. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to explain the basis of this Machlokas, and we're going to have to really analyze this in depth. So let's start now. The Gemara starts with the first day on the Gemara that they're arguing about Svar. So let's take this slow and really analyze the Nekudas of Machlokas here.
Rabbi Yochanan Svar Gula Me'orsa Nami Have Ela Gula Me'al Yisa Le'Havi Ela Ad Sakra.
So what does that mean? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That there,
the main Gula was at the morning.
So despite the fact that the main Gula was in the morning, again, Svi, why, based on the Gemara and Daptes, what made the primary Gula be in the morning? What were your... Exactly, the actual leaving, the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim took place during the day. So, right, Rabbi Yochanan admits, although the primary Gula, the Gula Ma'al Yasa, is in the morning, but there still is Gula Me'or Tanami Havi. There still is a, we'll call a secondary Gula at night. Again, what happened at night?
Allowed to go.
That's exactly, and then that's when they got the Rishus to go. So they got the Rishus to go at night, but they only before left during the day. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, I admit that means the primary geula is in the morning, but still, since there's a secondary geula at night, that's enough to justify smichas geula tefillah. So the shita of Rabbi Yochanan is misvara that secondary geula at night is enough to be mechayiv smichas geula letzvila. Fine. Comes along Rabbi Shua ben Levi.
Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar kevin deloy havi ela misafra. But how do you and Al Yisa?
What does that mean?
We only care about the main Gula.
Exactly. Since the main Gula is only in the morning, therefore that's the only one that's Gula Al Yisa. If you stop there, right, based on the words that they say, is anything they just say really argue with each other? No. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the primary Gula is in the morning. And Rabbi Yochanan said the primary geula is in the morning, but there's a secondary geula at night, right? So based on the words, they don't really argue on anything. What really comes out? What's the machlokes?
Do we care about
the
secondary?
Exactly, that's the key, right? Nekudas machlokes is, do we care about a secondary geula? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. We care not only about the primary geula, we also care about the secondary geula. So therefore, there's also smichas geula and tefillah at night. Shua ben Levi says, no, since the primary geula is in the morning, that's the only one that has smichos geula tefila. Now let's try to take a step back and figure out, what do you think is the basis, the real Nekudas HaMachlokes here? Why do you think that Rav Yochanan cares about both primary and secondary geula? Oh, Shua ben Levi says, only the primary geula matters. What do you think is the basis of the Machlokes?
Because the tefila needs it at every tefila.
Okay.
It's meaning that the Gula is just like Dhamma.
So okay, you're on the right track, and you want to take it a little further? You're almost there?
It's a given Gula, then every single Gula needs some sort of last word, but it's given feel that it's just like the main Gula.
You could say, I think it's the opposite. The opposite. Let's think about it. If it's a din, if Smichas Gula Tzfilah is a din in Tzfilah, so then... Right, so then the geula is just a hakdama to the tefillah. So then, should it matter? You know what I'm saying? Different from that perspective. If smichas geula tefillah is really a focus on the tefillah, so then, and then according to that perspective, the geula is merely an introduction to get you in the right frame of mind. So then, it's seemingly any type of geula should suffice. Because as long as we're referencing Hashem, some type of geula, that's going to remind us of Hashem's capabilities and get us into the right mindset of tefillah. So Rav Yochanan, who says that the type of geula doesn't matter, sounds like he thinks because so many geula tefillahs are really a din in tefillah, and therefore any geula, even a secondary geula, is going to suffice, because if you take the perspective that it's a din in tefillah, the geula is merely a hakdama. But if you think that it's a din in geula, that, when you're doing geula, you need to follow up the geula right? With the either avoda or emuna, so then you can say maybe only certain types of geula, right, require have that din. And if you pay care, if you look very carefully at Rashi, Rashi's your masal geula meorta lohavi. Gabriel, do you have it? I think Rashi is going to really highlight this idea that if you think the focus is on the geula, so then maybe you need there's a higher standard of what type of geula really qualifies for smichas geula tefillah. See it? You see that? Right? Exactly. If the perspective, Rashi is saying that, again, we're working within Reb Shua ben Levi, that because the geula at night is secondary, so therefore the geula at night is not important enough to require a smichas of tefillah. Meaning that if the machayev of smichas geula tefillah is from the geula itself, so then you can say only the spitz geula require has that machayev, but not the secondary. But we're saying, but if you take the other perspective that smichas geula tefillah is really all a din in the tefillah, so then the geula is merely a hakdama. It's merely a way. It's a hechatim to get in the right mindset. So then maybe any geula will suffice for that din. So again, this is not mukruch, but again, just if you're just analyzing the shaka v'tara of the gemara, which you're trying to do right now, again, and you see this machloket in Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, like they're both describing the same thing. The primary geula is during the day, and the secondary geula is at night. But yet, one thinks that a secondary geula is mechayev some of geula tefillah, and the other one doesn't. The question is, what's the nukudas of machlokes? So we're suggesting right now that perhaps it relates to what is the yisod of some of geula tefillah all about. If some of geula tefillah is all about tefillah, so then the type of geula is going to matter less. But if it's all din in the geula, so maybe only the shpitz, only the primary geula, as Rashi highlights, is going to require that smichos of tefillah. Yeah.
Do you even have to say that, or can you just say with the same tefillah geula distinction that since the din in tefillah, you have to find a way to argue that it applies also to Maariv, because Maariv is also a tefillah. So you. Rabbi Yochanan had to figure out the svara somehow, but if it's a din in the geula, then lav dafka, so you can have the more machrok svara, which is just primary geula.
Say it one more time.
If it's a din in the tefillah, Rabbi Yochanan needs to find some way to be masbir how it can also apply to Maariv, so he has to find.
Okay. The other side of the coin.
Right.
You're saying just, you know, if it's a din in tefillah, so then you really need it.
Right.
Again, by mincha we manage, so there are other ways to do it. So I don't know if that's like the strongest raya, like because there are alternatives. Because mincha we know there's no samech geula tefillah, so I don't know if that alone. But that it does buttress a little bit. Okay, one other ara within Rabbi Shua ben Levi at this point is that based on this mandamer of svarahu, right? All you know is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi doesn't require, right, the geula to come first. He doesn't require smichos geula tefillah. But that, based on that alone, all you would say is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi doesn't care about the order. But does it seem from Shitas Rabbi Shua ben Levi doesn't care about the order? Or what does it seem like? That he davka holds that the what? That the Kriya Shema should come afterwards. So again, if you just stopped here, it sounds like you don't have a justification for that. All you know based on the Svara is that he doesn't require the Kriya Shema to come first. If you don't know at all at this stage, so why does Rabbi Shua ben Levi not just say, oh, we don't care about the order? He doesn't say we don't care about the order. He says specifically you need the Kriya Shema to be afterwards. So it seems to come out, and maybe even this first day of Svara does hold of which other concept? The concept within Rabbi Shua ben Levi of Samuch Lamita. So I'm just suggesting that it could be based on the Shaka Vartarya that even this first day holds of the later Svara of Samach Lamita, and it's just that at this first stage the Gemara was saying that if there was a Svara of requiring Samach Geula Tefillah, that would override, right? That would override the counter Svara of Samach Lamita. But it sounds like you, even this first day needs to have the notion of Samach Lamita to justify why Rabbi Shua ben Levi specifically requires the Kriya Shema to come after the Tefillah. And again, that's important for the big picture of the bookend idea. That, because remember, Samach Lamita is a very important yisod for bookends. So again, if you see the Samach Lamita is not just being within one day on the Gemara, but it's really in both deos, again, that helps it out. That helps it out a little bit. But that just, yeah. Yeah. Do you understand the question part? Yeah. The question is, if you stop here, all you know is that Rabbi Shua ben Levi doesn't require Somech Gula Tefillah at night. But we know Rabbi Shua ben Levi specifically says that the Tefillahs are Be'emsa Tikna. So it sounds like he says, Bidavka, the Kriya Shema should come afterwards. The question is, where does he get that from? It's one thing to say that Kriya Shema doesn't necessarily have to come before. But it's another thing to say that a Dafka has to come afterwards. Like, where does that come from? And if all he holds is this idea that, oh, came into Lahavi ala mitzaf, Lahavi gula ma'aliyasa, so that just means that you shouldn't care. But the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi does care, he cares about the Kriya Shema coming after the Tefillah, it sounds like even in this first day of, there, the Svar of Samach Lamita does play a role in Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because how else would you justify Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shita to specifically have Kriya Shema after the Amidah? Alright, because if you just took the first day of Svara, it sounds like, okay, so he has no Hakpada. That's not true. His Shita is that there is Hakpada. The Hakpada is to have Kriya Shema after the Amidah. Where is that coming from? It seems that that Svara, which is going to be mentioned later about Samach Lamita, is really present, you know, implicitly in the Gemara earlier also. Okay, so now let's get to the next day on the Gemara, which is also going to have important analysis. Okay, let's get Ezra. Do you have it? Ibai Sein Makra. Stop there for a moment. I just want to analyze each one independently. Right? Again, it's always very important to learn how to analyze Mashak Vartaria, even without, you know, Rishonim. So again, within Rabbi Yochanan, right? So you have this hekesh between Shchiva and Kima. And what's the hekesh? Just like Somech Gula Tefillah is by Shachris, so too you have it by Marv. What's the assumption here? Again, the assumption even at this stage is that for Shachris or Arvis, which one is Somech Gula Tefillah more Shayach for? Very important. That means even, right, at this stage within Rav Yochanan, right, Rav Yochanan is admitting that really Somech Gula Tefillah Misvar is more Shayach to Shachris than it is to Arvis. So again, what does that seem to assume? If you think that there's a Svara to limit it to Shachris, and it's only because of the Hekish, you carry it over to Marv. So again, which approach does that seem to go according to? That there's a Svara to limit it specifically to Shachris? Exactly. That sounds like we're holding at this point that Somech Gula Tefillah is a din in Geula, and therefore you have a tzad to say that maybe it's limited to only the Geula Ma'al Yasa. Remember, again, according to this second daya, again, according to the first daya, Rav Yochanan said, nah, you apply it for both, because Mali, prime Geula Ma'al Yasa, Mali is secondary Geula. But according to the second daya, even Rav Yochanan requires a hekesh to extend Somech Gula Tefillah from Shachris to Arvis. So that means in the Havamin, at least pre-Hekish, there's a tzad to limit it dafka to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. As Ari is saying, based on our analysis before, that seems to imply that Somech Gula Tefillah is a din in Geula, and therefore you'd have a tzad to limit it to only the Shpitz Geula. So that's the Havamin. Now the question is, now that we have the Hekish to say, no, not only do we have it by Shachris, we also have it by Arvis. Again, there are two ways to learn this. Is it saying, yes, your Havamina is correct, it's a din and geula, so you'd have a tzad to limit it to Shachris, but the Hekish tells you that not only do we have it by the Shpitz geula, you also have it by the secondary geula. That's one way to learn the Maskana. What's the other way to learn the Hekish? Then maybe the Hekish is Mechadesh. Why does it extend to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Because maybe Somech Gula Tefillah is not a din in the Geula. Maybe Gufa, the Hekish, is b'machadish that Somech Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah. And once it's a din in Tefillah, then of course, Mali Shachris, Mali Arvis. I know that's a little difficult. I'll review. Again, we're trying to analyze by within the second day that the basis of Rabbi Yochanan is the Hekish. So that means, right, even within Rabbi Yochanan, let's say there's a Havamina, pre-Hekish, and there's Maskana, post-Hekish. So pre-Hekish, within Rabbi Yochanan, you're saying that Misvara, there was a Tzad to limit Somech Gula Tzvila, Dafka to Shachris by the Gula Ma'al Yosef. We're saying that means that Misvara Rav Yochanan was holding in the Havim, you know? That Somech Gula Tzvila is a din in the Gula, and therefore, from the perspective of Gula, there's a tzad to limit it to only the Shpitz Gula. But then, in the Maskana, where he has this Hekish, to say, just like you have Somech Gula Tzvila by Shachris, you have it by Arbis, now there are two ways to learn it. Right? Is it that we're keeping the Havamina, you know, that it's a din of Geula, but the Chiddush of the Hekish is say that even though, right, there was a, within the perspective of Geula, there's a tzad to limit it to the Shpitz Geula, the Chiddush of the Hekish is to say that we also apply it to the secondary Geula. Or you say, no, Hagufa, the Chiddush of the Hekish is that it's not a din of Geula, it's rather a din of Tzvila. And once it's a din of Tzvila, of course, Mali Shachris, Mali Arvis. Okay, that was a little, maybe a little more difficult, but it's an important Akuda. Yeah.
The second
was that maybe Hagufa, the Hekish is coming to be Mechadish, that Somech Gula Tzvila is a din in Tzvila, and therefore, yes, from that perspective, of course, there should be no difference between Kriyashma Shel Shachris and Kriyashma Shel Arvis. So that's the second day of Kra within Rav Yochanan. Now let's just really quickly look at Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ezra? You have any Rav Yeshua ben Levi Sever?
Rav Yeshua ben Levi Sever, make your Shechiva, Kima, Ma, Kima, Kirishma, Samach, Levitazo, Shechiva, Nami, Kirishma, Samach, Levitazo.
Right, this is what we've seen in the past. This is a very important idea. Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds this notion of Kirishma being Samach, Levitazo, which we said, we referenced in the previous sugya. There's a great riot to the Yisod of bookends, that the whole point of Kriya Shema Midah is to be Samach Lamita, so this way it frames, it bookends all your daily activities. And again, I just had you see the Pnei Yoshua. I'm not going to look at it, we're running a little low, but the Pnei Yoshua just highlights that this Yisod of Kriya Shema Samach Lamita must be a din in Kriya Shema Da'oraisa, right? Since this is a Hekish Da'oraisa, it can't just be, right? One way you could have learned this is, right, Kriya Shema Samach Lamita is just a giloy about whether there's this din of Somech Gula Tzvila. But says Bnei Yeshua, why can't the Hekish Elio be talking about Somech Gula Tzvila? Because the Hekish is on a Da'oraisa level, but Tzvila is the only Midr Rabbanan. So says the Pnei Yeshua, the Ha'ara of the Pnei Yeshua, is that this notion of Kriya Shema Samach Lamita, it must not be a din in the order of Kriya Shema and Tzvila, because the Hekish is working on a Daraisa level, and Tzvila is only Midrabanam. So says the Pnei Yeshua, this Hekish of Samach Lamita must be a din in Kriya Shema itself. And I thought that's a great riot to what we were saying, that yeah, Samach Lamita is a Yisod in Kriya Shema, like we were saying before, but bookends. So the fact that the Pnei Yoshua, based on the Shach Vitaria, understands that line of Kriya Shema Samach Lamita being a din about the nature of Kriya Shema Da'oraisa works out very nicely with the Yisod that we were bringing as Raya from here, that yeah, this highlights the nature of Kriya Shema Da'oraisa being about bookends. We have to conclude in just a minute. So I'd like to just introduce the next part. So the next part is, okay, so we have this Machokis Amarayim between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, about how do we paskin about Somech Gula Tzvila by Mara. The next thing is to look at now, how do the Rishonim paskin about this issue? So let's look at, right, the first group of Rishonim is going to say that Somech Gula Tzvila is not required at Marav, and the earliest Rishon for this is Rav Amram Gon. So let's just quickly look at Rav Amram Gon quoted in Tosfos, and then we'll continue with our analysis with this tomorrow. Ben, do you have it? So again, after the Machlokes Amarayim, we're now looking at the Rishonim. Let's get Lamaisa. How do they paskin in this regard? So you see halfway through Tosfos, Umiyu Beseder of Amram.
Loading right now. Umiyu Beseder of Amram. Yeah. Beseder of Amram. Pirish Mashanim Omrim Kadosh Ben Gula Tefila Tefilas Arvis Hashmina Dolava Yinar Mismat Gula Gula Arvis Tefila Mashan Tefilas Arvis Hashos.
So what does Rav Amram say? The fact that our practice is to be mafsik between the Gula of Mariv and the Tzvila of Marav with what? Well, he's focused on Kaddish. So that proves that we don't require Somech Gula Tzvila by Marav. And now, this is the key part for tomorrow. What's his justification? What's the Svara? Why don't we require Somech Gula Tzvila by Marav? because tefillas arvis rishus. So this is what we're really going to have to analyze. What is the shaychus of tefillas arvis rishus on the din of somech geula letefila? So at the first glance, the first assumption is that somech geula letefila is a din in tefila. The fact that you're bringing a raya from the nature of the tefila, meaning tefilas arvis rishus versus chova, on whether we're going to apply the din of tefila of somech geula letefila, again seems to assume that somech geula letefila is a din in tefila. Once somech geula letefila is a din in tefila, so then the nature of the tefila will impact on this din. If you held that it was that somech geula letefila was a din in the geula, so then the nature of the tefila shouldn't have an impact. So assumption number one of Rav Amram Gon's raya is that somech geula letefila is a din in tefila. The second assumption is going to relate to the nature of tefilas arvis rishus, but that we're going to pick up with tomorrow. There's a Reb Chaim, there's Rambam's. I'm interesting things about this. We'll stop here. I just want to frame tomorrow so you know where we're going with all those makoros.